Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Senator Mark Jansen, a Republican from Grand Rapids. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. You've had a busy day at the Capitol today. First of all, let's start. You're chair of the Committee on Reforms, Restructuring, and Reinventing. That piqued my curiosity right off the top. What is this committee? And I hadn't heard of it before.
Well, it is brand new this session, and what we are looking at are ways to do those three things, kind of reinvent Michigan. The governor ran on that issue. Many of us have run on similar kinds of issues, but we're re-looking at many things we do here in the state of Michigan and asking if there are new ways to do them, and maybe we need to change some of those kind of structural problems or the way we do business here in the state of Michigan. So that's in a nutshell what we're trying to do.
Now today's action that was taken in this committee, is, I assume its intention is to do just one of those three things, reform, restructure, or reinvent. And why don't you tell us about the resolution that you sponsored today?
Today it's called Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, and in my committee we passed this resolution. But it's kind of like a double negative in English. It is, we passed the resolution, but it is to reject what the Civil Service Commission did in the past, which is extending benefits to kind of in situations for state employees, for people they're not married to. And so basically they're going to be allowed to have health insurance for their friend or whoever it happens to be, and their friend's children if they happen to have children. So basically it was expanding health care for state employees in a whole brand new arena where nobody else has been doing this.
Now, as you said, that decision was made by the Civil Service Commission back in January, January 26th, as a matter of fact. This resolution was passed in your committee, was 4-2?
Yes, 4 or 5.
Okay.
I gotta think of
I'm trying to. I didn't mean to throw numbers out there. I wasn't there, unfortunately. But how this would expand to about how many members? What are the numbers we're talking about here?
The office for the state basically said 32,000 people or employees would be eligible for this.
Okay, and what are the numbers in dollars that we're talking about, or projected number of dollars?
Projected is a good way to say it. Again, some folks, you know, smarter than me have estimated what it's going to cost, and their answer is conservatively $8 million a year, which, you know, when you talk about our big budget here in the state of Michigan, that may not seem like a lot, but I don't know about where you come from, but $8 million from now till eternity, 10 years is $80 million. That's a lot of money we don't have right now, and, you know, we're proposing to cut benefits and make employees pay more for their health care. We're doing those kinds of things, and then to add a new benefit just doesn't make sense.
Well, and the Civil Service Commission did it, you know, based on, they said, letters of agreement that from the unions that were drafted back in 2004. So apparently the Civil Service Commission thought they had a leg to stand on when extending these benefits.
Yeah, they thought they did, but I think it's obvious it took them 7 years to get here, and the previous administration kind of worked, I guess, through this process, so on and so forth. But kind of at the end of the day here, we're looking at this is a pretty big bill to pay for years to come, and you know maybe that's one of the reasons it was done, you know, at the very end of previous administration. I'm not sure why it took so long, but I can tell you we still have to pay this bill. And for us coming in now again, we can't afford the bill we have, and now you're going to add to the bill that we're trying to pay, and we just can't afford it.
And so is this a social issue at all for you and for the other members of this commission?
You know, I'm trying to make it this is a financial issue. I mean, it's a structural. We are harping on everybody that we're going to have to feel this pain, and we're going to make changes, and everybody's going to have to pay more. And then you add this to it, and I'm sorry, but that just looks to me like now we're doing the same thing that's happened, you know, in previous years, and we're adding to our deficit and structural costs. And how silly can we be? This is just one more very expensive item that we really cannot afford. And we're stepping back and saying we have a legal way to take care of this. Stop it. We don't believe this is the right thing to do right now. If they want to make it an issue later on when we can pay our bills, that's maybe another discussion into the future. But right now, we just can't pay our bills. We can't be doing these kinds of things.
And you just answered my question, that this isn't something you'd be opposed to looking at in the future if perhaps the financial situation in the state of Michigan looked different.
I can't speak for those into the future. I think for me, in the next, I have three years and 10 months left as a senator, and then I'm termed out. I'm guessing I'm not going to see this come up again, because financially we've got to get back on our feet. So, that's going to be way into the future for this discussion.
What is the process for this resolution at this point? Where does it go from here?
Now we have to send it to the Senate floor, and then we need a two-thirds majority. So we need 26 votes for the Senate to pass it out of the Senate, and then we'll send it over to the House. And I believe I'm going to be checking on that over the next 4 or 5 days, making sure I have the 26 votes I need. And then I would expect us to bring it up next week in the Senate. There's like a shot clock on it. If you think of basketball, I got 60 days from when this thing was presented before we can reject it. And so, you know, we got this timer going that we do have to take care of this in a limited amount of time.
And both the Senate and the House must have a two-thirds majority in both for this to go through?
Correct.
Okay. Do you think there are enough votes? You said you're checking on that 26 votes. Do you think you have them?
I believe I have it in the Senate, and then my job, along with the governor's office, who have actually sent a letter saying, please do this, you know, please pass this resolution. I'll be asking them to help me in the House and saying, okay, there's 63 Republicans. I don't know if they'll all vote for it, but that means I think it's about 13. I would need 13 Democrats, even if all the Republicans voted for it. So it's got to be a bipartisan, kind of decision. And I really do hope that we can afford to pass this resolution and afford it, or convince people that it's worth passing.
Well, in the article I saw online where I grabbed the story from today, Democratic Senator Rebecca Warren from Ann Arbor said she would argue that, you know, the Governor Snyder said he wanted to run the state more like a business, and Fortune 500 companies offer domestic partner health benefits. And I'm guessing your argument is still going to be the same. Can't afford it.
Can't afford it. And, you know, she used actually some companies from my area, which was quite smart on her part. And then I said to her, I hate to tell you, but she used one company in particular. I'm sorry, but they just laid off 400 people, and they're all from my community. And so, you know, they're hurting also. I can't believe they're going to be looking at benefits and the cost of benefits and asking themselves, okay, do I lay off more people? Do I restrict some of the benefits? They're going to be going through some of these same conversations. It's just not public.
And the benefits would go into effect October 1st, and again for about 22,000 members of United Auto Workers Local 6000 and Service Employees International Union Local members, as well as about 13,700 non-unionized. If this resolution doesn't go through, is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Well, okay. So the next step is to get it through the House and the Senate and continue on from there.
Yeah, and I believe if we get it out of the Senate next week, there will be some timeliness to the House doing it. I'll be working on the House side, and I know those that are against it will be pushing hard to stop it. But this is what we're going to have until our budgets pass by June 1st or whatever date we come up with. We're going to have this push and pull because, you know, somebody's going to feel whatever we do. And that's just going to happen here for the next few months. But we do have to get our house in order. And I think that's our goal through this process.
Well, Senator Jansen, I certainly appreciate your time tonight, and we'll follow this process along. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
Can I also add that
Absolutely.
There is a website that I have for my committee, Reforms Restructuring Committee. It's called mireforms.com, and people can suggest ways to reform Michigan government, restructure, reinvent. And we're just taking regular people's ideas, and it comes into my office. And so I just want to throw that to your listening audience, that we're looking for better ideas, because sometimes, the people that have been doing it don't come up with the best ideas anymore. So we're looking for outside influences and regular citizens to step up and help us out in this process.
Well, I appreciate the website. The more we're all involved in the great ideas that we can gather, the better maybe we can dig ourselves out of all of this.
We're going to do it together. We have to.
There you go. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. We've been speaking with Senator Mark Jansen, a Republican from Grand Rapids, who's also chair of the Committee on Reforms, Restructuring, and Reinventing.